Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A new study from Britain, which is probably very relevant to Ireland, has found that school children could be unknowingly smoking vapes spiked with the drug Spice. The synthetic cannabis is linked to serious health issues ranging from difficulties breathing to psychotic episodes. Out of 596 confiscated vapes, this study found that they were tested across 38 schools in England. One in six contained the drug Spice. Professor Chris Putney from the University of Bath conducted the research. He joined me a little bit earlier and I began by asking him, how did they conduct the study? What exactly did they find?
So we started off with this notion that perhaps there was Spice in schools, largely because we were seeing overdoses reported in the media that were sort of tentatively assigned to being Spice or THC in a cannabis. And we were really interested in the scale of this. And so we really just went into one school that we just managed to get into with the support of a police force. And we found a really shockingly large amount of Spice in that first school. It was 25% of all of their submissions. And that really, really shocked us. And we thought, well, this must be an anomaly.
And this was in vapes where the children thought that they were buying a cannabinoid vape.
Yeah, so that is our working assumption, is that the children don't know that this is Spice, because when it's bought online, actually it won't claim to be Spice. To your point, it will say this is, you know, cannabinoid vape juice. And of course, CBD is legal, right? So it sounds like it should be fine, but actually it's so much cheaper than THC. You know, THC is incredibly expensive. But actually, Spice is incredibly cheap.
And what percentage then did you find of Spice in these vapes?
Yeah, so we found, we sampled over 500 different vapes, you know, up and down north and south of England. And we found that 17% of those actually had Spice in, which is an incredibly high number. You know, we thought that number might be 1%, but it's 17.
And this is
the thing that's really surprising, is actually that there's very little cannabis vapes, very little THC. You know, we thought we would see a lot of that, but actually it's only just over 1% of what we found are actually THC vapes. So it really says that this stuff is being, if you like, substituted for a much cheaper alternative.
It has been quite widely reported, the human health damage that's being done by Spice in prisons. What were school staff reporting to you about the impact on pupils?
You know, you'll see periodically in the news media a story about a child collapsing in schools. Actually, when you start to talk with police forces in schools, they will tell you it's dramatically underreported. You know, they will talk to you about children that have actually collapsed in the halls, and it's just become so common that people have stopped even, you know, commenting on it. And so the very worst end of what can happen is a cardiac arrest. That's the absolute worst thing that can happen. But there's a really broad variety of symptoms and outcomes of Spice use. We have no knowledge of the pharmacology, what happens when a child vapes Spice. Absolutely none whatsoever. We have even vanishing knowledge really in adult using population. And so we're really kind of blind, and we're just trying to now establish really what the actual risk is.
And can I be clear about this? It is entirely widespread. We're not just talking about one bad batch in a distinct geographical part of the country.
No.
This is up and down, north, south, east and west.
Yeah, and I think this is the really important point, that schools don't want to talk about this. I understand why, because they don't want a reputation of having drugs in the school. But I think if we can talk openly about this and say, well, look, we've now sampled lots of schools, you know, throughout the country, and actually it's everywhere. And you can be open and honest about saying you've got a problem, because every school is in the same boat. And if we can start from that position, then actually we can start to understand the risk a lot better and be a bit more communicative to the kids about the risk that they face.
And there's any number of different ways of trying to respond to this. In the first instance, does it require a legislative response?
I think something that I think is really important that came out of our research is where we found the Spice. We found very, very little in single-use vapes that you might buy as a commercial product from a shop. Very little. Almost all of it was in refillable vapes or bottles of liquid, unlabeled bottles of liquid. So this idea that if we ban single-use vapes, we'll magically solve this problem, we absolutely won't solve this problem at all. And so I think where the legislation is going at the moment isn't going to fix this problem that we've now exposed. And we maybe need to look at that again and appending that and our understanding of it.
The other obvious response here is information, and the message needs to go out that this is a very dangerous lottery that you're taking.
And I think, do you know what? Vaping is so common in schools, so incredibly common. And teenagers do like to experiment with cannabis. And I think an important message is if somebody offers you a vape and says it's a cannabis vape, it's very, very unlikely to be. It's very likely to be spice. And to your point, if school pupils know that that's a really risky drug, then actually they've got a shot at making a different choice or having less harm. And I think also if people really still want to try these things, to say don't use alone. You know, make sure you're with someone. And that's really why we're pushing this so hard as we go into the summer, is because we really want that message of don't use these things alone where no one can help you if something bad happens. Make sure you're with someone. And then we hope that we'll prevent, you know, a really serious outcome.
Is there any reason to believe that the Irish situation would be different from that in the UK?
No, because the prevalence of spice is just so high. So we just have to look at the prison systems to understand how much spice is rolling around, and it's huge amounts. So I just think there's no, all of the drivers for this are going to be the same everywhere. THC is very, very expensive. Spice is very, very cheap and available. And so that's what we want to do now, is to expand out where we've looked and the schools that we've looked out to try and sort of see if this is a problem outside of just England.
Professor Chris Pudney from the University of Bath, thank you very much for talking to us.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.